Hello, and welcome to the 35th edition of the MechEd Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Sam. And sorry about no show last week. I was sick, and I'm still suffering from the after effects of whatever I had, which I think it was the flu, but I'm feeling a lot better now, and I'm ready to do a show. Sorry about the background noise. It gets very, very hot in the south, as you don't know, and it's starting to get warm, and that means air conditioning. We have a huge show today, pretty much all thanks to Doug, yet again. Today's show is dedicated to those crazy caritas from the Reconis Combine. We have a huge amount of Mech of the Weeks. We have the Akuma, the Dragon slash Grand Dragon, Panther, and the Clint, just for the heck of it. The Akuma, from Wikipedia, means Japanese word Akuma, which can mean personification of evil, darkness, demon, devil, or Satan in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, or a god that blocks one's path to nirvana, Mara, in Buddhism, or a very wicked person, or a mythological dragon. So take your pick on what they took the name from. The AKU-1X is 90 tons, 3.5 with a standard engine, 17.5 tons of regular armor, 13 double heat sinks, endo, and it's cheap at only 8.5 million CVs. That is really cheap. Well, comparatively, with all these XL machines around. Its weapons consist of one ERPPC, one Beam Pulse Laser, one Streak SRM-4, one Streak SRM-6, one MRM-30, and one LB-10XAC. So a lot of firepower at all ranges there. The AKU-1XJ places the ERPPC with an ER large laser, the Streak SRM with the bigger MRM bay, and autocannon, and jump jets. What's really funny about that is that I added up the amount of damage you lose by replacing the Streak SRMs and by adding in 10 more shots of LRMs and 10 more points of AC damage, and it evens out, so really, you lose 2 points of damage. That's all I'd have to use, 2 points of damage when going from ER PPC to an ER large laser. Because there's 10 Streak SRMs, they each do 2 points of damage, so that's 20 points of damage. Bigger MRM bay from 30 to 40 is 10 points, and a bigger autocannon from a 10 to a 20 is 10 more points, so it pretty much evens out. So pretty much you choose this if you want jump jets. Besides that, really no difference. A nice design, I guess. Reminds me of a slower Thor, kind of weapon-wise. Like, you know, you got the ERPPC and the LB-10X, and you got the missile racks. But without the jump jets, of course. So it's not a bad design if you really want it. Now, the Dragon. I don't really think a lot of people understand this mech. A lot of people say it's bad, etc. But if you read the 3025 TRO, it states, quote, "The first years of the Kerensky Protectorate, the lackluster performance of the aging SHD-1R Shadowhawk against newer designs made apparent the need to replace it. Major contest, the Luthien Armor Works submitted its Dragon design, promptly lost the contract to the upgrade Shadowhawk, the 2H. Simply put, the Dragon is not meant to be a heavy mech. It's meant to be like the Shadowhawk. It does not deserve all the bad reviews. In 3025, most of the mechs are light to mediums, a few heavies and very tiny amount of assaults around. The Dragon can decimate any light mech and to hold its own and do better with the medium and rise on its fellow heavies for help against heavies and assault. Simply not meant to go up against things of own size, at least what I think. It's meant to compete with the Shadowhawk, which is a medium mech, so it's meant to compete with medium mechs." And that has been a rant by Sam. Well, the Dragon is 60 tons, 5.8, 10 tons of armor. The DRG-1N has an LRM-10, AC-5, 2 medium lasers. Good long range, the LRM-10, the AC-5. Now, the short range is kind of deceptive, because one of the medium lasers is rear-mounted, but that does give it help against light mix. And this thing is fast for its size, you know. Well, I really like it. It's good long range fire support. Come in, do a bruise and attacks and stuff. Now, level 1 mod, I'm unsure of the designation, a PPC replaces the autocannon, yet one more medium laser and two more heat sinks. I like that better than the original. Although this is called the Grand Dragon, I feel that the line is quite ambiguous, and I feel that the Grand Dragon really becomes its own design, being grand-worthy, and level 2 technology. That's just what I think. Because the line really isn't big between the kinds. A level 2 mod for the original Dragon, designation also unknown, mounts case, one less medium laser, and one less ton of arcane ammo for an Ultra AC-5. So not too bad, you know, I'd go with the LBX, but that's just me. There's also a C-3 Slave variant, which just replaces a medium laser with C-3 Slave. I, a long while ago, came up with a Scout variant. Hey, if in 3025 TRO, a guy can use an Atlas as a Scout, then why not, you know? I put in a large laser, two mediums, a couple smalls, and an SM6, you know, all of one tech. Just, you know, good, solid stuff for a variety of, you know, vehicles, light, medium mechs, you know, pretty good stuff. Now, the Grand Dragon, the level, first level 2 one, 60 tons, 6'9 with an XL, so this thing is blistering fast for a heavy mech, 13 double heat sinks. The DRG-5K, one LRM-10, one ER-PPC, and three medium lasers that can rush in and just go bam to smash an enemy, run away. We also have a C3 Slave variant, as usual, the minus one medium laser. The DRG-7K has mass to get to 6, 9, 12, three ER medium lasers, all forward firing this time, 15 double heat sinks, Indo Steel, MRM-10, CT Slave, and ER-PPC. A lot of stuff on that thing, very expensive, but those things are good if you want fast fire support, fast long range fire support, and also you're a Karita and you want something, you know, that you use. Very good design. I know it has the XL, but you get a lot of speed out of it and keep good weaponry. Next up is a Panther. Now this is a classic Karita mech. But it was kind of given a bad rap in the Warrior Trilogy. Like, if you read any of those books, they're just destroyed way too easily. It's really just meant as a fire support vehicle, not as a mech entire unit should use, you know? It's only 4-6-4, you know. If it's a bunch of light mechs, just that, it'll be, you know, decimated. 35 tons, as I said before, earlier, 4-6-4, 13 heat sinks, and 6.5 tons of armor. It can take a beating. The PNT-9R has one SRM-4, and one PPC, so you've got good long range, good short range, good all around. Now the PNT-8Z is also from the 3025 TRO. It's only upgraded in fluff, a Star League design, has more advanced comms equipment and a smaller fire control computer. So pretty, you can just say, pretty much you can just say, oh, I have one, you know. It's not really going to make a difference unless you want to come up with some house rules or something. The PNT-10K now has Indo, one ER-PPC, which people really didn't like, one SRM-4 with Artemis and Case, but it still only had 13 single heat sinks. That's why they didn't like the ER-PPC. If they had the ER-PPC, it'd go overheat already. That's why if they went double heat sinks, that is, that the guys would not have gotten rid of the ER-PPC. But the disliked ER-PPCs went to the Nodachi, so it all worked out in the end. Panthers make great fire support for light mech lance, or as a light element of a heavier lance, too. It is one of the slowest light mechs around, but makes that up for firepower and armor. In 3025, only the Wolfhound could take it on with a good chance of winning, I think. And next up for Mech of the Week is the Clint. Oh, and a reminder, this will not be happening often. This is just, I got an email from Doug that had all these listed, and I decided to review them all at once, since they said that all of these designs were used by Karita, so I said, why not? Now, Clint is a good light mech hunter. I happen to really like the looks design. This looks really cool to me for some reason. 40 tons, 6.96, so it's got good maneuverability for a medium mech. Now, the Clint 2-3T only has 4.5 tons of armor, but it has one AC-5, giving good long-range weapons. And not many light mechs at the time had long-range weapons, so it could really just snipe away at those light mechs until they were destroyed. Backup, two medium lasers, which are pretty equal to what a light mech has. Distinguished in the Wasp and stuff, so I really like that. The Clint 1-2R has one AC-10, with only 10 shots, but to get that, the mech loses its jump jets and one medium laser, so I don't really like that, but, you know, it's a rare Star League, you know, thing, you know, those prototypes, so you'd really be hard luck. Hard-pressed to see someone using that thing. Now, the Clint 2-4T has two autocannon 2s, but loses speed and secondary armament, and I'm not sure on the exact stats of that one. So that's okay, you know, two double AC2s is be pretty useful as annoying the sniper, but losing speed and your secondary armament, that might not be good of a swap. Now, the 2-3U is good. An ERPPC replaces the AC5, giving you good all-around firepower, double heat sinks, but you not have to worry about the heat. Tumium pulse lasers gives you good up-close accurate firepower. Now, the 2-5U has a light engine, 8 tons of armor, 2 ER mediums, 1 ER large, 12 double heat sinks, a C3 slave, and tag, so that's just going, you know, overboard right there, but overall, it's a nice scout leader slash mobile sniper. Now, our vehicle of the week is the Skiltron. I call it the Shilotron, but I think it's like the Shiltron or something like that. From Wikipedia again, a Shiltron or Skiltron or Skiltron is a group of soldiers wielding outward-pointing pikes and other pole arms to ward off cavalry attacks. The term does not denote or any particular shape or alignment of the formation. Now, this is a Corita design, and it's a omni-tank. 80 tons wield, only 10 tons of ferro armor, only 3.5, but with an XL, but you get 42 tons of pod space. And what do they do with those 42 tons? Prime has a C3 Master, ECM, 2 Aero 4s with 40 shots, and in the turret it has 2 medium lasers and 4 small lasers. That is a very good anchor for a C3 Lance. You have amazing long range firepower and good close range defense. The A mounts 2 Imram 40s and 2 Imram 10s, the same lasers, ECM and the C3 is prime. So think about that, a wall of 100 medium range missiles flying at you. Ouch. The B is the long-range missile variant, 4 LM-15s of Armus 4, 1 medium laser, 2 small lasers, same ECM as C3. It's not too bad, you know, you lose a little bit of the close-range weaponry. Now the C, I've heard a lot of people either like it or you hate it. 4 large lasers. Uses like 22 extra heat sinks, so you have to put a ton of weight to get good, reliable firepower, don't have to worry about ammo, so it's not too bad. Same C3 and ECM. This thing is expensive, but a great machine if you can get it. Excuse me. It's used by the Reconnaissance Combine, Federated Sun, surprisingly, Free Rasselhaj Republic, Free Worlds League, Mercenaries, and Star League Defense Force of 3061. Now onto the drawing board. Faction-specific designs for Reconnaissance Combine. They supposedly love PPCs, but I really have never seen much evidence of this. But I do have all those new fancy PPCs that came out in the new book. Like, they now have a, on top of the standard PPC, the ER-PPC, now have the light PPC, the snub-nose PPC, and the heavy PPC. Yeah, kinda silly, I know. They are trying to implement C3 systems into all their designs. C3 is really cool, really nifty, and the Reconnaissance Combine is trying to make their people love it. They were the ones who started Omni technology for the Inner Sphere, but I will not go into real details of Omni technology because that is reserved for, of course, the people who invented it, the clans. They use swords and not hatchets because they consider the hatchet barbaric. So they have swords, which do a little bit less damage, but take up a little less criticals. Yeah, kind of weird. They prefer heavier mechs, but not like the Lions. You're not like going all assault-wise. But like, because they want honorable fights, it's hard for a light mech to fight honorably. They normally skip out on the light mechs. Now on through Good Evening Solaris 7 News Spots. Hello there, I'm Brad Trackler. The mysterious happenings on the planet of Trenanon have finally been figured out. It seems a clan dropship full of never-before-seen protomechs had crashed on the planet, and the planet was taken over by clanners who then took them as bondsmen. This is the only guess officials have on what happened. Which clan it was, or what actually happened, may never be known. Good night. And now, for a commercial break. Want to know a secret? Sure you do. Well, put some sugar in your fusion engine for a... This message was an enemy misinformation. Please disregard. And now on to mailbag. This is a message from Doug. How about a few mech of the week? Clint, your 40-ton scout mech packing an AC-5 or ERPPC. Not the Clint 5U. That is not a real Clint. Yeah, I'd agree with you there. The 5U Clint is really, really pushing to the extremes. That really loses some of its, you know, Clintness, you might say. He goes to talk about the Dragon / Grand Dragon, the brand name neck of the DCMS, and for some odd reason, I like the DRG-1C. I don't know why, there's just something about the AC-2. I had never actually heard of the DRG-1C, and the AC-2 really sounds actually pretty good, you know, got much better long-range sniping, really just stay back and just start keep on hitting with the AC-2. Not too bad. Panther, 35 mech packing an PPC, enough said. Now the PNT-12A is cool despite the ER large laser, but it does have a Streak SRM4 and Targeting Computer. Another design I have never heard of, but sounds good to me. ER large laser still does good enough damage. Streak SRM4 is good. Targeting Computer? Sniper. Ouch. And for the most ghetto fabulous mech all of all, the Akuma, go to, and gives a link. And read my open letter to Independence Weaponry and see how I blew up the AKU-1X Akuma myself, my letter to Independence's customer service. Smiley face. This should keep you busy with show ideas for next month or so. Well, unfortunately, it won't, but thank you for sending us an email. And here is his open letter to Independence Weaponry. It says, not sure where to post this, but I'm sure someone will move it if it does not belong here. My first experience piloting an AKU-1X Akuma in-game, my first ammo explosion to the heat ever, and turned out to be a commando event, it was still very fun. I did have five other Battlemechs, and I did win. Note, this is supposed to be funny. March 12th, 3068, Customer Service, Independence Weaponry, Quinton, Draconis Combine. Dear sir or madam, I wish to file an official complaint over the safety features installed on your AKU-1X Akuma Battlemech design, which I recently purchased and lost within a week's time span. In an age where modern technology has allowed battlemechs to become much safer for their pilots, the advent of such devices as anti-missile systems, double heat sinks, bell armor, and of course, cellular ammunition storage equipment case. What brings me to the purpose of my letter today? The designers ever think to install case on this ghetto fabulous design? In a recent yesterday engagement with Word of Blake Forces, being that I was piloting the largest battle mech within my private contractor, Mercenary Force, where Blake was showing me a lot of love. In short order, I'd reached a crippling level of damage, force withdrawal. So I started to move back per my professional standard procedure, and I was running cool. I fired all my weapons at the nearest Word of Blake battle mech. This brought my heat to a moderate level, 16 heat points. But to my horror, I discovered the hard way that your AKU-1X Akuma design does not come installed as standard equipment with cellular ammunition storage equipment case. Fortunately, my personal standard procedure, the auto-eject was set to operational. I was fine after the auto-eject. However, the ammunition explosion completely destroyed my brand new Akuma. The salvage / scrapper value of the remaining metal was only 1,422 C-bills. My purchase price for the Akuma was $8,552,052 C-bills, as I bought it on sale as an end-of-the-year special, and I had a good relationship with the dealership. I refused a refund due to the defective design of this battle mech of the $8,550,000. I request a refund of $8,550,052 C-bills minus the 1,422 C-bill scrapper value plus 37,000 C-bills for additional expenses related to this matter. See the bill of sale and itemized invoice enclosed with this letter. May deposit the net amount of $8,623,208 C-bills to my Comstar account enclosed with this letter. Failure to resolve this issue will result in me referring this matter to my attorney and possible legal action. Sincerely, signed, Hank Shotgun Jackson, CC'd, Intersphere Better Business Bureau's Draconis Combine Department, Draconis Combine Attorney General Office, Consumer Protection Division. Now, I read this, it made me laugh so hard. And you should have seen some of the responses some people made up for what Independence Weaponry said. It was really, really funny. And a final note. Some of y'all might know of a planet called Mercenary Star Galatea. Well, I call it Galatea. But I've actually learned that the name of that planet is come from the book Metamorphoses by Ovid. It is a book, it's kind of Greek, Roman mythology. And it's pronounced Galatea. So interesting, huh? That's my final note. And next show, the series will be all about the clans. And then we also have the Free Worlds League in works. So there's a lot of these coming on down the line. And if you really like this podcast, tell a friend about it. I loved this, having, you know, letting people on know about it. And check out the blog, because that's where there's any news about, you know, shows being canceled or something like that, or any new big stuff about the podcast, that is where you hear it first. And may all your hits be crits. Bye, everybody, on this really, really long show.